Nathan, residence in New York, asks, what are the guidelines for having a non-Jewish living maid, babysitter, as far as kashrus is concerned? Thanks. Okay, some of the issues are the following. Having a non-Jew cook or bake for a Jew is prohibited, and the food is prohibited. The basic things that can't be cooked are things that are eaten together with bread, that are important enough to be served on the king's table, which would be served at a banquet or something like that, and something that is not edible raw, but has to be cooked. In order to have a non-Jew maid or babysitter be able to cook for children or whatever, for an Ashkenazi, it's enough that the Jew had even an indirect connection to the fire or the cooking. The Jew lit the pilot light from which the non-Jew lit the gas to light the and cook the food. That would be enough. For a Sfardi, the Jew would have to put the pot on the fire itself, and then the non-Jew could do the cooking. Other concerns are leaving a non-Jew in the house with open bottles of wine or grape juice or any other foodstuffs that could be switched for something non-kosher, especially unmarked meats, is a problem. One would have to see to it that he comes in and out of the house every once in a while, does not tell the maid that he's going away for an extended amount of time and will not be back and could pop in at any time. Under those circumstances, usually there isn't a problem. For the details of your specific situation, please ask a competent Orthodox rabbi.